In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. It's the Feast of All Saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world was met, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm reading from Revelation 5. In the right hand of the one who sat on the throne, I, John, saw a scroll. It had writing on both sides and was sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a mighty angel who proclaimed in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break open its seals?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could be found to open the scroll or examine its contents. I wept bitterly, John says, because no one could be found worthy to open or examine the scroll. Nobody was found worthy to open and break open the seals. I wept bitterly because no one could be found worthy to open or examine the scroll. One of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has won the right by his victory on the cross and in the resurrection to open the scroll with its seven seals." It's Jesus. He was found worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals. Then between the throne and the four living creatures and the elders, I saw a lamb standing, a lamb that had been slain. That's Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. He had seven horns and seven eyes. These eyes are the seven spirits of God sent to all parts of the world. The Lamb came and received the scroll from the right hand of the one who sat on the throne. That's the Father. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, along with their harps. The elders were holding vessels of gold filled with aromatic spices, which were the prayers of God's holy people. Do you know that when you pray, you are like incense before the Lord Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father? That's why the devil doesn't want us to pray. Oh yeah, we'll pray in the car. No, we need to pray not only in the car, but we need to pray face to face with Jesus in quiet and listening to him. Even if he says nothing, we're listening to him. It's so important to listen to Jesus. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, along with their harps. And the elders were holding vessels of gold-filled aromatic spices, which were the prayers of God's holy people. This is the new hymn they sang. worthy are you to receive the scroll, Jesus, and break open its seals, that's Jesus, for you were slain, that's Jesus, and with your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. Oh, the blood of Jesus is so powerful. You were purchased with the blood of Jesus. It's so powerful, and so few people preach the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Christ purchased every saint, purchased every Christian, the blood of Jesus. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. As my vision continued, I heard the voices of many angels who surrounded the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They were countless in number, thousands and 10,000s, and they all cried out, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. The Lamb who was, who is, and who is to come. Worthy is the Lamb. The Lamb who was and is to come. Then I heard the voices of every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. Everything in the universe cried aloud, "To the one who is seated on the throne, the Father, and to the Lamb, Jesus, be praise and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures answered, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. How we need to fall down and worship God and the Lamb. Oh, yes, we get to heaven through the blood of the Lamb. It is through the blood that we are saved, through we are justified, through we are sanctified, through the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. We give you thanks, Lord God Almighty, who is, who was, and who is to come. For you have begun your reign, and now the time has come to reward your servants and your saints. May all creation praise you, O Lord. May all your saints bless you. For you have begun your reign, and now the time has come to reward your servants and your saints. I'm reading from a sermon by Saint Bernard Abbott. Why should our praise and glorification, or even the celebration of this feast day, All Saints, mean anything to the saints? What do they care about earthly honors when their Heavenly Father honors them by fulfilling the faithful promise of the Son? What does our commendation mean to them? The saints have no need of honor from us, neither does our devotion add the slightest thing to what is theirs. Clearly, if we venerate their memory, it serves us, not them. They're in glory. But I tell you, when I think of them, I feel myself inflamed by a tremendous yearning. Calling the saints to mind inspires, or rather arouses in us, above all else, a longing to enjoy their company, so desirable in itself. We long to share in the citizenship of heaven, to dwell with the spirits of the blessed, to join the assembly of patriarchs, the ranks of prophets, the council of apostles, the great host of martyrs, the noble company of confessors, and the choir of virgins. In short, we long to be united in happiness with all the saints, but our dispositions change. The church and all the first followers of Christ awaits us, but we do nothing about it. The saints want us to be with them, and we are indifferent. The souls of the just wait for us, and we ignore them. Come, brothers, let us at length spur ourselves on. We must rise again with Christ. We must seek the world which is above and set our minds on things of heaven. We know so much about the earth. We need to set our hearts and our minds on heaven. You read the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. It sets our minds on heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, yes, that's why we pray for the sick, that the kingdom would come and the will of God will be done in them as it is in heaven. We must seek the world which is above and set our mind on things of heaven. Let us long for those who are longing for us. Imagine the saints are longing for us so that we would go through the blood to meet Jesus Christ and the Father and the saints. Hasten to those who are waiting for us and ask those who look for our coming to intercede for us. This intercession of the saints is very clear to me. I say this, you have children, and somebody praises your children. Well, you glow. Those are my kids. Isn't that wonderful? What about the saints? When we honor the saints for ourselves, what happens? The Father is delighted. He's not taken away anything. Jesus isn't taken away from anything. It's the love of his people. We don't worship the saints. We ask the saints to pray for us. We ask the saints to be with us. We are surrounded by a great witnesses of saints and angels, as it tells us in the book of Hebrews. We should not only want to be with the saints, we should also hope to possess their happiness. While we desire to be in their company, we must also earnestly seek to share in their glory. Do not imagine that there is anything harmful in such an ambition as this. There is no danger in setting our hearts on such glory. When we commemorate the saints, we are inflamed with another yearning that Christ our life may also appear to us as he appeared to them, and that we may one day share in his glory. Until then, we see him not as he is, but as he became for our sake. He is our head, crowned not with glory, but with thorns of our sins. As members of that head, crowned with thorns, we should be ashamed to live in luxury. His purple robes were a mockery rather than an honor. When Jesus comes again, his death shall no longer be proclaimed, and we shall know that we also have died and that our life is hidden in Christ. The glorious head of the church, our Lord Jesus Christ, will appear, and his glorified members will shine in splendor with him when he forms his lowly body anew into such glory as belongs to himself, the head. Therefore, we should aim at attaining this glory with a wholehearted and prudent desire, that we may rightly hope and strive for such blessedness. We must above all seek the prayers of the saints. I believe in the communion of saints. Seek the prayers of the saints. Why not? You ask my prayers. I'm a weak man. Jesus lives in me. But I'm not so experienced as the saints are. They already went through this valley of tears, and they conquered. We ask for their intercession, and it doesn't make the Father feel slighted. As I said, if someone tells your children about your children that they're wonderful, you shine. When we ask the intercession of the saints, our Lord shines. It's so easy to remember. It's so real. It's so real to me. I know it's true. The Virgin Mary brought me to Jesus. I know it's true. I know it's true. That we may rightly hope and strive for such blessedness, we must above all seek the prayers of the saints, thus that is beyond our own powers to obtain will be granted through their intercession. How wonderful, how wonderful. We have this cloud of witnesses who have gone through the valley of the shadow of death and conquered. We have this cloud of witnesses, our brothers and our sisters. I think of some people that I believe were saints in the making. I remember when I was at St. Pius V, I would go to the church to pray during lunch. And there was a lady there, and she would spend hours before the Blessed Sacrament. She would spend hours before the Blessed Sacrament, even until the end of school at 3 o'clock. I believe she was a saint in making. Oh, yes. Someone wrote me and said, it's my feast day because I'm a saint. Well, if I'm a saint, it's all because of Jesus. I do the best I can. And you know what? I'm going to tell you. I'm weak. I need Jesus Christ so badly, because without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I can do nothing. What about you? Do you need the help of the saints? I do. I do. I do. Saint Francis, pray for us. Saint Clare, pray for us. Saint Martin, pray for us. Saint Jude, pray for us. Saint Peter, pray for us. Saint Paul, pray for us. Saint Andrew, pray for us. Saint Jude, pray for us. Saint Matthew, pray for us. Saint Mark, pray for us. Saint Luke, pray for us. Saint Timothy, pray for us. Saint Titus, pray for us. All you holy men and women, that we do not know your names, but you are with Jesus, pray for us. This is real. This is real. This is the full communion of saints, those that are in heaven, those that are in the making on earth, and those that are in purgatory. Do I believe in purgatory? Yes. 1 Corinthians 3:13 talks about purgatory. It does not mention the name purgatory, but it tells you what purgatory is. It's just like the rapture. The Bible doesn't say rapture, but people believe the Bible that there's going to be a rapture. Well, you know, if there is, I hope so. If there isn't, what can I do? Anyway, what can I say? I'm looking at the 14th chapter of St. John. I will not leave you orphaned. Verse 16. I don't think it's 16. It's marked. I think it's 18. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Do you know the Lord today? Not do you know about him. Do you know him today? That he gave himself for you. That he, on the cross, bled for you. That he, on the cross, made you justified in the presence of the Father, all through his blood. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father. What are the commandments? To love God with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole strength, and to love our neighbor as Jesus loved them, even unto death. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. Today I have to ask you for donations. Let me tell you that the money is not coming in, and we're not meeting our bills. So, you know, I do not ask very often, only when there is trouble. And I say, there's trouble in River City. It starts with M. It ends with Y. It's called money. If these broadcasts are a blessing to you, oh, please bless us. Bless us so that we will stay on the air. We've been on the air 38 years. We do not want to fall off the air. So we need your help. How much should we send? You ask the Lord. Don't ask me. Don't ask me. If you tune in every day to hear in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient, you need to ask the Lord, how much do you want me to give so that this program would continue on the air? Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I'll say it again. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All you holy men and women that we don't know your names, pray for us that we would give our whole being to the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.